But our brother and our leader, Imam Waruquddin Muhammad, takbir! Takbir! Takbir!
That's a crazy salah. Praise be to Allah, the Lord sustainer of all the worlds. Believers, Muslims, people, assalamu alaikum. And in case someone not familiar, I always say that means peace be unto you. But I have come now to want to say, give you a translation that is more accurate. Peace be on you. We are thankful to Allah. We praise Him. We acknowledge that He alone is God. There is no partner with Him. He runs and manages or runs the creation, the universe, alone by Himself. He needs no help from any. He exists free of His creation, depending on nothing from it. He is the Lord most merciful, who says that He created us expressly for His mercy. We give praise to Him, and we thank Him for the gift to humanity and to the world of the one who's called the mercy to all the worlds, Muhammad the Prophet, the last Prophet, the Messenger of God. The peace and the blessings of Allah be upon him, the peace, the prayers, and the peace be upon him, upon his descendants, upon his companions. I mean, I don't like to wear glasses. I don't most of the time, but sometimes I have to make it easier. The topic for us today, as most of you know, I'm sure, is race and business. Promoting race and business. And understanding how our religion, Al-Islam, the religion of the Quran, the religion of about 1 billion people, Muslims, on this earth, and growing fast, gives us solutions to resolve the conflict in our life, in our concern for our concerns. And this topic will address how our religion resolves the conflict for race and business. First, I would like to read some sayings of the Prophet before going into the address itself, as a great help to this presentation. When we know something more about the Prophet himself, it is easier for us to grasp and appreciate what is given to us as Al-Islam, or what is given to us from the best sources from Muslim, the first source, the Quran, the Holy Book, and the life of the Prophet. Peace and the blessing be on him, prayers and peace on him. And by the way, this booklet I'm going to read from on Prophet Muhammad's sayings has the spelling of his name, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. That was the popular spelling for a long time. I understand that that spelling started with the French, from this French. You know the Prophet's name is spelled in many different ways. The most unfamiliar way that I know of is the way the Turkish Muslims spell the name. But the name of our Prophet is the same, and is to be pronounced the same, regardless to how the spelling varies. It's Muhammad. 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 The first saying I'm going to read is the saying number 15, saying number 15 in this book. This book is called Sayings of the Prophet, and it's by Saida Chowdhury, with illustrations by Pamela Howell. It is better to sit alone than in the company with the bad. And it is better still to sit with the good than to sit alone. It is better to speak to a seeker of knowledge than to remain silent. But silence is better than idle words. Continuing with sayings of our Prophet, peace be upon him. Serve Allah as you would if you could see him. Although you cannot see him, he can see you. And I believe that was already said. That quote was already given. Again, a saying for sayings of the Prophet. A Muslim who meets with others and shares their burdens is better than one who lives a life of seclusion and contemplation. Again, from our Prophet. Allah does not look at your appearance or your possessions, but he looks at your heart and your deeds. Again, the best richness is the richness of the soul. Again, keep yourselves far from envy, because it eats up and takes away from good actions, like fire eats up and burns wood. You who have never heard the sayings of the Prophet, I'm sure you are getting acquainted with him now. The peace and the blessing be on him. When three persons are together, two of them must not whisper to each other without letting the third hear, because it would hurt the third person. The person is not a perfect Muslim who eats till he is full and leave his neighbors hungry around him. Conduct yourself in this world as if you are here to stay forever. Prepare for eternity as if you are going to die tomorrow. Now, I've just selected a few sayings from this small example of the sayings of the last prophet and universal messenger, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prayers and the peace be upon him. Again, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I now want to introduce to you some thoughts for this topic that I hope will enable us to come to the conclusion that we do have a sure, positive, safe solution for resolving conflicts of race and business. Religion-associated imagery and racism is what I want to talk to you first about. Worldwide racism is not preserved in racial groups. We have to think about some things. You know, some things need to not be said too fast. Racism is established in message signaling concepts, which goes into the social conscience to kill it, to kill the social conscience. They're lethal concepts, deadly concepts. Satan inspired those concepts. The world has been progressing toward a situation for man to have race consciousness and race esteem without having the burden of racism. The Quran enlightenment recognizes the natural or the inherent social value of race consciousness and racial esteem. I thank Allah that I have never been blown out into space from the realities of life. When you strive hard to please Allah in a world of confused language, I mean confused religious language, that makes it very difficult for you to see the clear guidance of Allah. It is easy for you to be blown away from your real life into nowhere and never find yourself. I thank Allah that I have been able to keep in the reality, at least in the reality of what is my life. Praise be to Allah. And by the way, Brother Imam, the Imam, he mentioned that I'm in Quran and in the Sunnah. That's true. But there are a lot of people in the Quran and in the Sunnah, and perhaps more in it than I am, perhaps better authorities than I am. But what distinguished me from others is that I'm also in my own reality. Races or ethnic groups are distinguished by language and by color, or we may say by features. Of this, Allah the Dearest says, these differences are signs. These differences are signs. My color, this color, another man from Europe or Finland or somewhere, another color, my nose like this and mouth like this, he is different. Allah says of our colors, meaning our distinctions too, that these, they are signs. And the language, we know each other by the different language we speak and also by the different looks we have. And Allah says these are signs. In our holy book, the Quran, We are told Allah made us nations and tribes, quote, for us to acknowledge each other. Some translations say that you may know each other. For us to acknowledge each other, end quote, but continuing the message there, or the meaning, and that the best of us, again quote, are the most regardful. And some translate that most regardful as the most God-fearing. The most God-fearing. Also, we are told Allah gave us our design or our form. And made most excellent, end quote, but continuing the meaning, and made most excellent our form. This design or description, or descriptive form, pardon me, is the same for all of us, for all races, that is. Quran enlightenment brings us to understand that every race and every person was created for this excellence. That is to say, we all have this excellence in us. It is clearly given in the Quran that Allah made, and I give you exact quote again, noble every son of Adam. End quote. Noble means deserving respect and worthy of honor. Noble implies the best bred people of this earth. That's what it implies. Noble also means that that person is not only worthy of honor, but that person is a person that gives due respect and honor to things that deserve due respect and honor. A respected person and also a respecting person. Nobility is, a person of nobility is the ideal person for the refined-minded people. For the refined-minded people. Some societies believe that certain creatures in the human family have no nobility and can never have nobility, that they are doomed to always be inferior to others. The ancient are most known for that. The ancient nations are most known for that ignorance. Thanks be to Allah, the Lord Creator, the one Lord, that civilization, education, scientific information has worked along with good human sentiments to get rid of a lot of that ugly, oppressive idea. Allah is good, so the prophet says, the prayers and the peace be on him. I'm quoting the prophet now. Allah is good and accepts only good, end quote. More correctly translated, I might make a second try at it if you don't mind. Quote, Allah is good and does not accept other than good. I'm not giving you anything that's unnecessary or anything that's got a whole lot of rubbish in it and just a little worth in it. I don't waste my time with stuff like that. Believe me. Allah is good and accepts only good. Or if you translate it again, we said Allah is good and does not accept other than good or goodness. At-tayyiba means good, means goodness. It means those things that qualify to be called good by the best-minded thinker or the best, most decent people. Good. All right. Am I doing all right? All right. Okay, as long as I'm doing all right, I feel comfortable. Muslim mir'at akhi, huh? So I have to check myself with you occasionally. The way of something that she needs, that if she was thinking of herself, she would readily get out of the way because she knows it's going to kill her.
we introduce each of the 113 chapters of the Quran and appear within the text of the ninth chapter. Every chapter of the Quran is accented by these two attributes. How wonderful it is. Not only that, the mother will, without even hesitate, put her life in
two attributes introduce Allah's most celebrated goodness. These two attributes introduce,
but she will put herself in the way of death, certain death, to save the child. Now, don't brag too much. As human beings, animals will do the same. Animals will do the same. They are ready to die, sacrifice their whole life to save their young, their baby. They have great courage when the life or the security of their baby is threatened. They exhibit courage that wasn't even seemingly in there. The animal that runs from you on sight will attack you if you threaten this baby's life. I have witnessed these things myself.